Alright, man, well, gotta tell the people where they at. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to a special edition of Ninja Police Podcast. I am your host, well, tell you what this is. This is what we call Tales from the TARDIS, man. Macchio chopping it up.
Yeah,
about,
man,
this week's events, current events, and lots of reviews and other good stuff that you might appreciate. But thank you for being here. Really,
yeah,
appreciate,
we really
it.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, man. But this is Dynamic Duo Action. I'm your host, Starman, aka Starman, aka Starbruh.
Starbruh.
Better known as Star Sailor Senpai, aka Yuki, affectionately known as Shota Baby. Also known as Fox Blanc, a.k.a. Tomoki Black. I'm here with one of the greatest ninjas slash doctors to ever do it. My ninja introduction.
Well, over here, you've got the 10th Doctor, a.k.a. Kids, Get Off My Lawn. The one and only Tanuki, the Macchio Metal, the Doctor on the tank with the guitar, Hanuman, aka
Omni
the
Mac.
Sun Wukong. Hell no!
Omni,
like,
Mac.
Omni Man, fuck that.
Omni Mac.
Hey, okay, I'll take that. Omni Mac.
Got kids on other planets.
No, I do not. Look. Hey, look, if that's the case, that means they gotta come back and be seen, and I don't know how I feel about that. They gonna come back and beam me up. I'm like, these are your children. Oh my goodness. That'd be, oh boy, that'd be messed up. Okay, that'd be the AKA for this weekend, AKA the Star Cedar.
Well, you here. We in here, man. Oh man. Well, it feels good to be back, man. Thank y'all for listening. We in here. Ninja. Seventh season of Ninja Bleed Podcast. Unfortunately, this week, Ocean, Lord Black is sick. Get well soon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We sending out a message to you, brother.
Yeah, man. Ocean couldn't be with us today. Good news. His son was due to his son being in a STEM competition, you know, and getting a result. So, you know, shout out and good luck, man. I really,
yes, sir,
hope works out for the young man. So, shout out to them, man. Black Wolf, you know, and Flamingo Shirt Poppy. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all, Ninja Crew. Alright, man, so we just got the news about Black Panther and not in production ramping back up. Man, not even a week later,
pull the brakes again.
They suffered a COVID outbreak.
Immediately
shut down the set. So this is what happened to me, right? I get on my social media and I just wanted to kick the shit and see what people really had to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can find this. All right, so I was stumbling around IGN's social pages, and you know, I just suggested, John David Washington play. What I said, my exact quote was this: just do that spinoff show and call it a wrap. Call John David Washington and make the real film for 2023. We'll wait. People seem to greatly understand and appreciate that post. I threw that up though, because I've been saying it on the pod. John David Washington, right? John
he seems David like Washington. The perfect replacement.
That's who I would like. That's who I would pick. Someone told me,
or recasting. I won't say replacement. Recasting.
Recasting. I would take that, especially, you know, with everything going on. I'm just like, bro, I don't want Ryan Coogler's movie to get snatched up. And they said, bro, we just ain't gonna make the movie. Too many setbacks. I really want it to happen, but I'm like, bro, do the Wakanda spinoff series and make that whatever
and let,
this is
yeah,
supposed
focus
to
on
be.
That now focus on and that. Then do it.
Do Black Panther later.
Yes.
Like, just do Black Panther later, but focus on other parts of Wakanda, because people want Black Panther to be Black Panther. We don't want T'Challa's story getting cut short. Multiverse or no multiverse.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's a growing sentiment online. At least other fans seem to say, bro, I agree with that. I agree with the casting, or they give me somebody else. And I was like, bro, I'm not tripping on who you pick. I'm just simply saying this is my pick. I ain't saying just because this is my pick, they got to pick. Bro, they probably ain't going to pick my pick.
I'm just saying, I have an idea also that maybe you guys didn't consider. Well, maybe you should think about it.
Yeah, like, let's be real. 6 months ago, y'all was saying, nah, they don't need to remake it. Now you keep saying this shit with, like, nah, bro.
You got to recast. And then they keep saying that M'Baku's going to have a larger role. And
they should.
You know, they rewriting it for him to, you know, have a greater character arc. And I'm like, hey, praise be to Hanuman. Let's see what happens.
Bro, I mean, even if the whole movie was done passing around Black Panther, like, you know what? Everybody get to be Black Panther, and we just gonna see what you do.
And at the end, depending on what the fans' level of interest is per character, that's gonna be who it is.
Yeah, because I can see M'Baku being like, look, man, I'm obviously y'all strongest warrior. It's not serious. She gonna get upset and offended because you, mm-hmm. because you think I'm a girl, that I can't be it, blah, blah, right. blah, blah, blah. She was like, you know what? I can be better.
I'm Wakanda and all this kind of whatnot.
I'm better than my brother. So she'll have to piss. She better than the brother. And he gonna have to be like, bro, you talking all this shit like we cool now, but it's a reason like why we lived on the mountain.
Right.
And they lived in the city, bro. We really don't fuck with them.
Right.
I don't like how in the movie they just made them, they gave us the black solidarity way too quickly between them two tribes, because Man Ape is who M'Baku actually is.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fuck with T'Challa.
Wakanda at
he
all.
Don't fuck with Wakanda. He's supposed to be, bro, we was supposed to see an angry Dr. Umar Johnson. Fucking pro-black, pan-African, we ain't doing none of that extra
conservative technology and
bro,
all
we
this.
We super conservative Wakandans, bro. We ain't doing
you
none
don't
of this.
Fuck with this new age trying
new
to be part of
shit.
Society and the world shit.
We ain't doing that. And that was, of course, y'all supposed to come together with that
right.
shit. But the way they presented M'Baku in the movie, it was just like,
I don't fuck with nothing they
do. A Q dog got something to say, but the president of the Capitol.
Right.
That's just how I felt. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, yeah, T'Challa was a Kappa, and M'Baku obviously was a Q-Dog, and was just like, bro, I got something to say. And just because you talk dog don't mean what I say ain't value.
Right.
They like your pretty
or ballot.
Ass.
Right.
I'll beat your pretty ass. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You just look better on the poster, dog. That's it.
Yeah, it was supposed to be some friction there, but they didn't even give us that. They just gave us this macho. It was about macho man. They didn't give us the real conflict between the Wakanda. So now it's like, bro,
it didn't really come until after or when Killmonger fucked him up. And then he, you know, he was talking to his mom and his sister again later. And then you did start to get that dynamic that after there is a history. But the fucked up thing is they were probably saving it for part two for them to go into it. And
I mean,
know.
It could be Killmonger came in this motherfucker and really, you know what? Just when I was about to fuck with them Wakandans,
mm-hmm.
y'all sent this Killmonger nigga like,
mm-hmm.
and then the Snap nigga come.
Yeah.
Like,
what is this?
But then
now y'all done pissed off Namor and now he finna show up on the scene.
That's the thing that worries me, bro, because they made Wakanda look so futuristic when we saw it in Infinity War and Endgame, when
mm-hmm.
we saw the little brief, you know, 5 years later when we saw it in Endgame, we was like, mm-hmm. yo, Wakanda's on a different level, bro. How's this? Like, I'm really excited with it, but it's just like, bro, it's precious now, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's precious now, and I'm just like, bro, y'all finna give me some mediocre shit and dress it up. Because you can't give me Black Panther without T'Challa. And I think ultimately, it's like, you can give me Wakanda without T'Challa, but you can't give me Black Panther without T'Challa. Everybody wore it briefly, but it's like, come on, bro.
It goes
like,
back to T'Challa. What, they introduce this new Black Panther and all this shit? Like, they're trying to prep people for it. But I'm like, we needed more time with T'Challa.
We needed to.
She got cut too short.
Shuri, I feel like, yeah, y'all can sell that, and there's nothing wrong with that message. But it's just like, bro, y'all can tell that message in other avenues. Y'all was already in the middle of saying something, and you gonna switch speakers. Well, the speaker passed out, and he's not here. And it's like, okay, well.
Can't somebody else read his cue cards, though?
Like, yeah. I mean, you know, he wrote a speech.
Can't somebody else finish the speech?
The problem is, she ain't gonna deliver that same speech. It's like, she
right.
can't.
She's got her own cards.
She got her own cards to read. And I get what she got to say getting important, but I feel like,
I wanna hear her cards.
I want y'all to finish his
combination,
speech.
Right.
Y'all
not can a do combination both. Of the cards. Yeah.
Y'all can do both, but I refuse for y'all to not do one of them that I was already waiting
fully,
on.
Yeah, fully.
Well, you know how long
in.
We fought over Black Panther? Talking about Wesley Snipes and then
it was
the
supposed
African dude,
to be
Dejman
Black Panther
Hindu,
back in the day.
You know
then.
What I'm saying? Dejman Hindu. Oh, whatever. We've mm-hmm. been talking about Black Panther since before Iron Man came out, right? Since Blade
since
came
Blade,
out.
Yeah, but since Blade,
Blade. We wanted a Black Panther. And we only got this much with him.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, nah, y'all ain't
introduced him in a movie, showed him in another movie.
I hope everybody over there gets, you know, I hope they get back on production, but I really hope that they take this time to be like, bro, maybe this is the universe telling y'all, bro, this ain't it. I feel like at this point something's telling
giving y'all time to do some rewrites.
Black Panther
and
production, it's like, bro, what y'all doing ain't it? Because the universe keeps trying to intervene.
Mm-hmm.
It's
we're
like, bro, this
y'all
ain't
time
it.
To make some very prominent rewrites.
It's not it, bro. Take it as a sign, bro. That's an omen.
Mm-hmm.
You telling me a week after you start up, like,
you gotta shut down.
Gotta shut down. And I hope everybody's not sick seriously, and I hope no one dies from this because COVID serious. But yet and still, I'm like, bro, this is. Let's do something different. What yeah. we doing, we ain't supposed to be doing, bro. We trying to make a philosophy.
Let's focus
song,
on the show, dog.
And they ain't fucking with it.
Right. We don't need to be doing that.
What else I got? Sailor Moon turns 30 this year. They're going to build a limited time museum in Japan.
Mm, a limited time museum.
Yeah. The internet believes, internet feels Kratos would beat Thanos' ass 81 to 19% in a GameSpot poll. Would win in a fight.
He's killed gods.
I'm just like, bro, Kratos, like, I'm like, bro, just, I'm like, yeah, that's, what it does is, it makes me think like, bro, Thanos was no bitch. And then I immediately think like, damn, it's not that I don't find that unbelievable. It's like, nah, bro, I honestly, you know what? I think Kratos would come out on top, but damn, mm-hmm. I done seen how Thanos give it up. So if I was to see how Kratos did that shit, you couldn't do it outside. There's no point in doing it outside the game.
Mm-mm.
There's no point, but Kratos is a beast.
He's not, you know, somebody to shake a stick at either. He's extremely ruthless. In some cases, maybe even more ruthless than Thanos.
Absolutely. Kratos could have met Black Panther and he just still killed them people.
Easily.
Thanos has a version of himself where Black Panther talks him out of genocide.
Snapping. And I don't think there is any version of Kratos that would stop him from immense amounts of murder and bloodshed.
Well, and some Netflix news. Squid Game got renewed, not for just one season. Seasons 2 and 3 of Squid Game have been requested from Netflix. Maybe even a spinoff. Which proves Squid Game was the most watched Netflix show of all time. I mean, they said South Korean entertainment was the most watched content on Netflix. And I'm pretty sure that's because, you know, Squid
Y'all
Game put
introduced
it over
a lot.
Yeah, I'm sorry. K-dramas are extremely popular, but it's okay to not be okay to not win that over for Netflix completely.
Nah.
Neither did none of his predecessing, you know, Korean dramas.
Or following.
Yeah, the Squid Games was like,
I mean, Vicky did pick up a lot, but
that was a big chunk. Squid Games was a big chunk in showing the demand. What I hope to happen is it continues to be high quality entertainment. I don't never want to be where y'all just racially commoditize these people and been like, bro, if you just throw Korean on it and just throw it on Netflix, people
doesn't
gonna
matter
watch
what
it.
The story is, it's just South Korean drama.
Just
put it on.
I just hope that they don't start doing that, because I'm pretty sure you can ask some fans and they'll probably say they done been did that, because they probably feel
like
some
this
stuff
ain't what we watch, and this is not. It's like the bottom of the barrel stuff.
But I hope they don't lose sight of what, you know. Thing about Squid Games is it's not only centered where it can only happen in Korea. It's like, bro, if y'all tap into what makes that show special, it's other creators that have similar type of content.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they get it misconstrued with anime all the time. They really think it's fucking panty shots and big titties and yelling while you power up. They really think that's all this shit is.
Bro, those are certain genres, and even within those genres, it's like
that's not
that's
most,
a small section yeah, of it.
It's like, bro, that's not even important in the whole point of why we even like this shit.
Right, at all.
But you got it fucked up, and I don't want them to get the K dramas fucked up like that. It's just like, nah, bro, it's because it's a different culture that this shit is shocking, bro. Because American, you wouldn't tell, no American would tell a story like Squid Games.
We all try to.
Yeah, we do, but we really don't. It's like the way we even view, because we don't view old people the same way. So you would never think that that final character, like, you know, number one would be of somebody importance. Spoilers, I just spoiled it for all y'all, but fuck it. It's the most watched show. You ain't seen it by now. It's your fault.
Right.
So you get this old dude.
One of the main people playing in the fucking games.
Yeah, we wouldn't even have that twist. They would have did the fake out with the cop. The story with the cop is what we would have turned to the big thing, mm-hmm. where the cop would have just come in and try to bust the Squid Game or some shit.
Right, that's what it would have been. The cop would have made it to the end, and he would have found out that the guy with the mask on was his brother or some shit.
Yeah, it would have turned to, like, it would start focusing on him. It wouldn't mm-hmm. even have been about the story. That shit would have just been shock value.
Right.
But they actually gave us how that shit affected these characters, like how they felt, what they were going through, the decency, their humanity.
The,
like,
other people that were in the pink jumpsuits, they even started to follow them. So you got to, you felt sorry for them in a way, like, man, they got to shoot you. But I kind of feel sorry for Buddy with the square on, because he's in this situation in a messed up way.
Like, they ask questions that we won't ask in America. Yeah. That's ultimately what makes this shit really good. It's just like, bro, they're asking questions we don't ask.
So, or even if they are asked, we don't see them so important or as dynamic in the grand scheme of the storytelling, because that's not the way our society tends to, like you said, tends to view people, or it's not in our perceptive filter. Like,
we can never,
we would have never thought about the old person. Like, you got to do that in like a comedy or in like a deep psychological mm-hmm. thriller, like how they did on, what was it, Devil, when they were all in the elevator.
Yeah.
And you found out at the end of the movie
mm-hmm.
that the devil was in the old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Subvert everybody's expectation, but it has to be a certain type of movie for us here. Over there, like you said, they value older people, so they're elders. So that would have made a lot more sense. They would have listened to him. Over here, like, yeah, grandma, whatever. Then you'll find out, well, grandma actually used to be a serial killer, and now she gonna snap. Like, we would have taken it on that level or something.
Yeah, refugees from North Korea hiding in South Korea because they don't want to go back. We ain't got no equivalent for that no more. Other than you gonna just, like, oh yeah, illegal alien over here. Like,
we can't talk about that, because then that would admit to the fact that we do some very racist and prejudiced shit.
No, it's because we would have depicted it would have been it would have been a lot of Mexicans
mm-hmm.
and black people and mm-hmm. some poor white trash,
right?
That's what you would have got if we did the Squid Game, because
those are the people that would be in that situation,
right? Mm-hmm. So we would mostly get, especially the way the media puts, we get a bunch of brown people,
right?
And then we gonna kill them, because that's the whole point. They plan the first game they run, they step on the line, and then that, oh shit, you still moving, you getting shot,
right? And anyway, man,
bro, we would bitch about it. We demanded to get counseled. We would counsel it. And somebody just wasted all their money, because that's what we would do. If Nick
wouldn't even get to see the whole show.
If Squid Games was an American show, it would get counseled. It would get counseled, because we have a straight up awkward. Oh yeah. Oh, so it's about poor black people who put their life on the line to enter some contest and get killed. Wow, that's racist.
Bro, but you ain't even get the grander social commentary that he's trying to make. And we didn't even get to the end,
because those races put a whole different line of different mm-hmm. filters on
top any of the
societal
story,
questions
yep.
we can ask, because it's so sub. Koreans, we just seeing a bunch of Koreans doing this shit to each other. So
we can understand the social subtext to all of it.
Because even if they did that here and it was all Mexicans, oh, well, if Robert Rodriguez didn't direct it, bro, that's probably racist. They did it with all blacks. If it wasn't a black director, we're going to tell the black director down, you really direct the show that did killed and defamed all these black people? You're going to give us all that black death? We would have still backlashed it. And then if it was white, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, they
it's
did this
no
shit.
Win.
It was just
it's
like
it's a no win.
People just like, oh nah, y'all killing white when y'all doing this, blah 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 blah. I think we probably watched it then, but that I'm pretty sure that shit would have got fucking canceled. They would kill a bunch of white people, they would kill a bunch of black people, bunch of men. They basically every race would be left up to themselves to determine how offensive this shit is
to
and,
them.
And we would collectively assume ourselves on Twitter or some form of social media and demand
ourselves, yep,
and demand that this be taken down. But because it was from a completely different country that a lot of us watch dubbed, I watched the sub one, but I'm not a dub versus subs guy. But
I'm live sorry, action, sometimes when live you watch the sub, is, you get better context.
Yeah, if they got definitely they got a better script, and Netflix scripts don't always be that good. They be terrible a lot of times, but they that did because that did happen with the if you watch the captions versus the script, they had captions and scripts, which is a big thing about it where people were like, bro, the captions and the script telling two totally different stories. And it's like you watch the subtitle version, that's more accurate. But it was just like the caption version is not like the closed caption version is. It's like Netflix ain't good. Netflix don't do no background translations. I've been getting on to them about that shit because I was watching Comey Can't Communicate and they had Japanese books and words written on the blackboard. They're not translating none of that shit. And then the characters will say something.
And then when they do
it,
they don't translate it correctly.
No, they don't translate it at all. They only translate what's being said. They don't do the background
that's
shit.
That's part
like
of the main that's
the title of the book, the background, the name of the class, this magazine, this video game. They don't do that shit.
See,
and they
that's
think it
what
don't
used
matter.
To make me mad about a lot of anime that would get an English dub that had a lot of that in the background and stuff. They wouldn't translate. I was about to say they wouldn't animate it. They wouldn't translate it. So then I would have to go and get the fan sub, and I would prefer the fan sub to it because they would actually translate all that shit. Or you would have to wait until the box set came out when they went back and like not remastered it, so to speak. But
subtitle
they,
one, subtitle
yeah,
two.
Yeah, and then
subtitle
now
one
it's got
you everything. Subtitle right. two just gave the words.
Now they remixed it, so they gave you everything on it. Now, like, thank you.
Yeah, man, they tripped me out with that shit, man. But Squid Games, bro, it's a hit. That's Netflix,
it's
though. Season 2
back.
Coming. Arthur is coming to an end.
And that was mind-blowing to me when you said that beforehand, because I didn't know it was still on, showing new episodes.
Starting February 16th, they're going to do the 25th anniversary marathon. They're going to show all 250 episodes and movie specials nonstop from February 16th, and they're going to coincide with the last episode appearing on February 21st.
It's joking.
So for 5 days straight, they're only going to show Arthur every episode back to back to back
this
to back.
This joker got 250 movies and episodes.
I mean, it's been coming on since 96, bro. Arthur been on. It's because
yeah,
of that coming
in our
young
childhood.
Yeah, but
I thought it went off a long time ago. I didn't even know.
Yeah, when Arthur, by the time Arthur stopped really, we was halfway through middle school. You know what I'm saying? You was almost
yeah,
in high school.
Yeah, it wasn't for me to be watching.
It went right, but you just catch it or maybe you see it. It was that whole younger generation that had Arthur. In the way that we got, our generation got SpongeBob, and then it stayed on long enough for generations past us to get it. But SpongeBob wasn't something that we supposed to catch on to, but it just hit for our demographic because we were about to be done with Nickelodeon. But SpongeBob catch you there. Every nigga that I know that been stopped watching Nickelodeon only went back to watch SpongeBob.
Yep,
like that was the one show that they go back to watch. For me, it was Fairly Odd Parents and Danny Phantom.
That's when what I was about to say. Then if you branched out some, Danny Phantom was what it was really, and then Fairly Odd Parents once Nickelodeon that like pulled you back in.
Yeah, that was the only show I watched enough for a while. If I was flipping through the channels, and this is before streaming really hit. So this was in the early 2000s. But, you know, by the time streaming hit, you know, it was a wrap. But if I was ever in a situation, a hotel room, a family member's house, cousin's house or some shit, and I'm flipping through the channels because, you know, that's all my options. If that shit was on, I'd probably just leave it on for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Just to get a laugh because it's like, yo, this shit is naturally funny. But congratulations to Arthur. Speaking of series, Godzilla's getting a series, right? It's supposed to be based after the Godzilla Kong movie. Only problem I have with this shit is, let me see, Matt Fraction is going to serve as showrunner alongside, let me see, who else? Because it's going to come on Apple TV, and that's what I don't like. That's what I don't like. It's going to be an Apple Plus show, and I'm like, damn, bro. That's
I haven't watched anything on Apple TV. I wanted to watch that Tom Hanks thing with him and the robot. I haven't watched that.
Oh. Well, they did reveal you are getting a Skull Cult. You're getting a Skull Island anime that's coming on Netflix this year.
Mm.
Based on, it's an anime by King Kong.
Okay.
You're going to get one this year. It's on Netflix. Because they said the same studio that did the Godzilla anime is going to do this one. And I didn't like that last Godzilla anime, bro. That shit was too much science. It was too much pseudoscience.
And
too
not
much
enough
talking.
Damn Godzilla.
And Godzilla didn't come to the end, bro. Like, bro, literally, you can literally watch the last three episodes.
And that's all the Godzilla you're going to get.
And get the best out of the show. I was like, bro, this shit was a waste.
Yeah,
bro,
man.
I hated that shit, bro. Because it looked so good, but it was like, bro.
I understand y'all doing world building, but y'all giving it to me in the lamest presentation ever, dog. I don't care about nothing y'all saying. Like, where are the kaijus at? Like, that's all I'm worried about. It's supposed to make me interested in all the backstory and the lore behind this, and I'm not invested in that.
Hey, man, that's all I got for right now as far as news. A lot happened this week, but that's all I really got. I think it was some other tidbits I had, but they were just... Arnold Schwarzenegger was in a car wreck. He ran over a Prius.
Ran over a Prius?
He ran over a Prius.
Damn. Well, Mike Judge and Greg Daniels said they are bringing back King of the Hill and also Beavis and Butthead to Comedy Central. Now, King of the Hill not necessarily supposed to be going to Comedy Central. I'm just making this assessment based on the fact that Beavis and Butthead is going there.
Mm-hmm.
I would think it would too. Because they didn't specify what network for King of the Hill. But it is coming back.
Yeah, I saw the cake.
Oh yeah, I'm ready for it.
Yeah, man. I mean, I want to see what Hank Hill react to in this day and age. Like,
for real.
Like, yeah, in this
damn
day and age.
Butthead.
Like, honestly, bro, King of the Hill was supposed to get rebooted in 2020, bro. I don't know why y'all waited 2 years later. Y'all know King of the Hill was supposed to come out in 2020.
Mm.
Honestly, 2017, bro. Like, y'all know the last presidency when Hank Hill was supposed to come back. But no, I don't know. I love Hank Hill.
Well, got some sad news for some Justice League and Joker fans out there. You guys probably already know this. Everybody else, this is some semi-breaking news. DC is ending the Joker and Justice League. In April, issue 14 will be the final issue of the Joker. What's the guy's name here? James Tynion IV. He is leaving DC to go to Substacks, and he's going to be doing some Sandman Presents.
Hmm.
And it's like no more Joker or anybody that he directly affects, because they're like, no chance of a Joker and Corinthian crossover. No, none of that. Justice League will be the final issue when issue number 75 comes out. But we don't think that one's permanent. It's just the end of that run. And who is it? Joshua Williamson isn't going to be working on it anymore.
Didn't I read somewhere they're going to kill the Justice League?
I mean, they try to kill the Justice League a lot. So, I mean,
like, they going, this time they say we really going to do it. We're going to just
kill everybody.
They showed the picture with a lot of the other members over some of these, you know, Justice League All-Stars fucking caskets.
I don't know, man. DC has a lot of extra writing to do, so.
That they do.
That's the best way I can put it. They got a lot of extra writing. I also have here Star Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi Episode 1 release date time. Release date and time, excuse me. everybody's thinking sometime in, you know, 2022, we have here. Oh, I clicked the thing. No new announcements about a specific time or place. They're talking about, oh, it could be 2023.
Oh, they don't know.
No, not at all. Yeah, not at all.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, this doggone headline tricked me. I skimmed through it and I was like, oh, okay, y'all gonna get to it down here. Nope, they didn't. Because they were like, how to watch it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Y'all finna tell me some extra insight? Nope, none whatsoever. Right, because, I mean, Ewan McGregor's been very tight-lipped about it because nobody has interviewed him lately, and when people do, they either don't ask him about Star Wars because he is, you know, that much of a celebrity. If he says, hey, you don't hardball question me on Star Wars, they respect it. So, we got to go and talk about the elephant in the room, man.
What's up?
People who died this week, though.
Oh.
Louis Anderson. Meatloaf. What is happening?
Same day.
Yeah.
I woke up to the Meatloaf news. I was at lunch by the time I saw the Louis Anderson stuff. Louis Anderson stuff, I think I saw that coming because they were talking about he was sick. But the Meatloaf thing, I didn't even know. And it was like both of them happened, you know, the same day. And it's just like you feel like we just got into the year. Because I think the Betty White thing still got me shook as far as celebrity deaths. Because it's just like, bro, everybody ain't going to be here forever. But it just seemed like, remember that once upon a time when someone would die like a celebrity and it wasn't news because we didn't have the, if it wasn't important enough to come on TV at the same time on CBS or Fox or CNN or some shit, we wouldn't know. But Now it's just like,
we'd eventually find that in the paper.
Everybody talks about it online. It just goes viral. Like it's just been like that. So it's just like you see it. It's like I don't miss a death. I be seeing people I ain't never heard of.
Everybody cares about some celebrity.
Yeah. And it's just there. And it's all death. And I guess that's my whole issue with it. It's all death, nigga.
Death, nigga.
Death. All of it.
Well, not all of it. You know, we got a little life because we saw the Moon Knight trailer. Peacemaker's out here, you know, killing any and everybody in the name of peace. And
alright, space and stars. Star Wars.
Long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Book of Boba Fett. Alright, so I seen an article. And they just came across me. There's a sentiment of people who just be like, bro, this ain't Boba Fett. I don't know who the fuck this is. Have you since seen that, or you feel that way, or you can see what
I've seen people saying that online? I can understand their sentiment, but at the same time, this isn't the Boba Fett from the books or the comic books. This is the Boba Fett from the movies. Back in the day, saw him for a total of what, like 13 minutes total on screen, not like all at once, but spliced throughout the two movies he was in. He was in episode 5 and 6. That was it. And he ended up in the Sarlacc pit. Everybody liked him because he was cool. He was supposed to be like, before they came up with the idea of, no, that's not true, they wanted to have another army like the Stormtroopers.
Right.
So they designed the Boba Fett armor, but it was all white at first. You can see this on the Under the Helmet documentary. The prototype Boba Fett suit was all white because he was supposed to be basically what the Snowtroopers ended up being.
Right.
But it would be it would take too long and cost too much to make multiple Boba Fett costumes.
Right.
So they were like, well, fuck it, we'll just use this one that we got, put it in the movie, paint it to look like, you know, whatever. They already took a lot from Westerns and samurai movies, so they're like, let him be a cowboy. So they kind of gave him that Wild West cowboy gunslinger type motif, except just drenched over this armor. They called him a Mandalorian, didn't know what that was. They just, you know, all these creatures had different races or different origins and shit, so we didn't know what a Mandalorian was at first. Just another person. You never saw his face, so you didn't know what he looked like. The original actor who played him was a white guy. Mm-hmm. He died, I think, like 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. But we didn't know anything about Mandalorians or anything about that till way later on. Because he had like 2 or 3 speaking lines, and that was it. Then he got his jetpack chopped by lightsaber and into the Sarlacc pit.
He got get back this week.
Oh yes, he did.
We got to see what happened, you know, when he went back. Because I was like, because I still like the fact that in the book of Boba Fett, we're on episode 4. Spoilers ahead. How we still haven't been able to connect the dots in real time of this series to how we met him on Mandalorian. Because I'm waiting for that cross point from his full perspective. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, that already happened.
Well, no. Well, I mean, what we're getting is the flashback, because he hasn't gotten his armor yet in the flashback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he ain't got his armor yet. He literally went back. You like, bro, I'm going to get my armor.
Right.
Like,
he went back to the Sarlacc pit. No, it's not there, bro.
It's not there.
Right.
And it's just like, yeah, he ain't got his armor back, but the fact that he went back there,
mm-hmm.
That shit was like, okay.
Yeah, he went back, killed this motherfucker, and was like, let me check to make sure. Not like, no, bro. He doesn't remember that the Jawas knocked him out and took his shit.
Like, Maze's character, people been ragging on the fact that she keep bailing him out. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I can't. But that's the thing, bro. He just got out the damn tank. So I'm like, bro, he ain't 100% yet. Yeah, he getting bailed out.
Yeah, like, exactly.
And I like that. And now this week we got to see why she fucking bails him out. And it's like, yo, this was a great backstory. Like, okay. Like,
yeah. And see, that's what I like. They're distinguishing between, like, if you wanna see this as like a cinematic universe combined with a extended television universe that's separate from the written stuff.
Right.
If that's what you want to do, you can do it that way, because in Star Wars, there's a lot of stuff that's written, then it's rewritten, then it's retconned later on, then it's re-retconned again later on. Excuse me. And then when you see the movie, they don't address it, or they re-retcon it again. So it's like, well, what's the fucking point if you even did this to begin with? So they're giving you, this is what the origin of Boba Fett is in this particular timeline.
Yeah.
This is what we're going with. This is what it is. Because in the comic, they met a different way, just like Black Chrysanthemum.
Right.
They hung out together back in the day. Like, they used to do missions together.
Niggas don't like Boba Fett nerfed.
I mean, the fact, like, bro, he was fucked up, man.
It's literally, I can understand how they feel, because I look at it like Metroid. It's like, you start the game with all your shit,
and then they take it.
And you be like, dang, he got to get, we get to see how he gets every piece right. back. And it's just like, bro, like, I guess it could have been fun if off the rip, you know, he was there. But when he ran up on them Tuskens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
But see, the thing
not
about
Tuskens, no. Who those dudes that killed his Tuskens? Because they were his Tuskens.
Oh yeah, the biker gang.
The biker gang that killed his Tuskens. The way he ran up on them.
Mm-hmm.
That shit made the whole episode. That was my favorite scene, because I was
that
like,
joke affluent.
He was just showing this shit like,
tore their asses up, boy.
He was shooting them
rockets
all.
And all.
Like, dude, like, bro, you getting hit like. He just came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And like he told Shaw, like, all right, so what we doing next? Gotta go. We're gonna have to circle back to that. But I'm just saying, in the moment, he just pulled up
and let it loose.
But I thought he was getting away.
Where are you going, dog? Where are you going?
Oh, that was so brutal. I ain't never seen nothing that cold on Disney Plus. They done had some cold stuff, but that, yeah, that was the most brutal scene. Cause it's like, bro,
they let you know he died on screen. Boba Fett, bro.
Like,
they let you know he's still Boba Fett, dog. He's just not 100%. But I do understand the sentiment of these people that are like, this ain't Boba Fett, dog. Because he's done so much in the comics. He's done so much in the written work. He's had adventures without his armor, and you know,
you know how
not
get
the guy to fuck with. And he, when he has his armor, he's like not the guy to get fucked with. But once again, you gotta realize he is not 100%. This episode, he is now finally 100%.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't 100% when he got his armor back. That was when he first got it. And now we're in Book of Boba Fett. Now he can get in the back to tanks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the guy that plays him, Tamora Morrison?
Mm-hmm.
He had he did. They talked about on IndieWire when John Favreau left the set,
mm-hmm,
and they had to record scenes.
Yeah,
he would cut the dialogue because he was like, "Bro, Boba Fett talked too much." Like he was just like, "Bro, trust me on this, bro."
Yeah,
he talking too much.
He doesn't talk that much. Yeah,
it's like he doesn't talk this much, bro. It's just like pull. And I feel him on that because I was like, "Bro, it's like, bro, I'm already sold. You don't have to keep stating it like that prince that walks in." Mm-hmm. The door, and he has to remind you that he's a prince. Cause he did it when he that drawing, when he caught that droid, mm-hmm, and he was like, "Don't you know who I am? I'm Boba Fett." Like,
but
in case you don't know, like, you gonna know. And I like the fact that I was like, "Nah, bro, he going through some shit, bro. Like, everybody think he dead. He need to remind
you. Right.
He gotta let niggas know, bro. I respect that." But it's like, nah, man. He just,
and somebody was going around with his armor on, pretending to be him.
Yeah, and from the looks of it, he ain't even figured that out yet. So
no, that was what happened on Mandalorian.
Right, on Mandalorian, mm-hmm, that was his attitude. But right now, it's like he ain't even learned that yet. He learned my armor's not here. I love how I love the flex. That the acid would have ate up your armor. Not if it's Beskar.
Not Beskar.
I'm just like
damn
just,
right.
Let her know. He's like, "Yeah, so I'll let you know."
Like, my armor would take thousands of years to be dissolved.
Let him know.
Hell yeah, the Beskar is that real deal.
Then he explained his origin. Like, he opened up and actually said, he was like, mm-hmm, "Oh man, this is where I'm from." Like, they keep going back to the planet where he got cloned, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, how you know what I'm saying? Live constantly with the idea.
I mean, not Kashyyyk. What's it? Coruscant. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like, nah, bro. Like, oh man. Like, you a son, and this clone's just like your brothers. You got thousands of brothers.
And he said he'd be willing to come back and play Rex or any other, mm-hmm, of the clones in the live action. And that's something I think about, too. Like, when he looks at the clone trooper helmets, does he think about that?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, because they always make it a point to show him looking at him. And, you know, he has some kind of reaction to him. I wonder if he feels that way or even thinks of him in that regard.
Yeah, it's like I like the business. I mean, I like the boss moves that I see him make, right? He just comes, mm-hmm, in, it's like, "Y'all work for me. You know what, buddy? I could have fed you, but you know what? I'm gonna let you live, shawty."
Right.
It's non-personal. It's just work.
Yep, this is all business. Don't work for Skullholes.
That wookie hell.
Dog,
why he was just hanging, bro? I was just like, "Bro, you just straight up hating, bro. They just ain't having a good time. They gambling."
Oh no, those people.
What happened?
That race of people is the ones who sold him to be a warrior. That's what they do. They go through and fucking capture Wookiees and take them to be warriors.
Oh, well, fuck that.
Yeah, that's why he was so pissed at him, because that's what they do. It might not have been them that did it.
That you said that.
Yeah.
Them Tuskens.
Yeah.
Because they did capture and torture Anakin's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, he killed all them motherfuckers.
And that's why the Tuskens are like, there's a ghost in the fucking desert, because they're scared that Anakin's going to come back.
And it's just like, Yeah, man, I'm a Tuscan, but damn, bro, like we ain't all, we don't all look alike. And it's like, yes, the fuck y'all do.
Yes, you do, dog. That's well, the problem. And actually, they don't because you don't see what they look like under their mask.
Right, bro, that's so fucked up because it's just like, bro, wear different outfits, dog. Like,
but, like bro, my outfit is different. You don't see this. No, I got bro. Three sashes and then I got two Jawa skulls.
You ain't putting in the effort, my G, because
you look just like them other dudes.
You look like them niggas that killed Buddy Mama. And that's right. Darth Vader.
You gotta get it, dog. Right.
You killed Darth Vader Mama, bro.
And you like, knew it was getting
fucked
up. It's
on sight whenever you pop up, bro. It's gonna always be
no matter.
Y'all
no
the cursed
matter
village.
What?
Y'all the cursed tribe, bro.
Forever.
So, I can't look like this tribe.
Forever, dog. Like, that's why we changed our robes and we got out. It's like, bro, you don't look different
enough.
You
don't understand. It's not the robes, bro.
Right? Change your fucking mask.
Like, bro, like, right.
Like, no, nah, this is the most effective way to protect me from the bro, fuck all that shit.
Fuck all that. You need a different design, bro.
Right. Change that shit up.
Because Boba Fett got me really sympathetic and really understanding of his, like, when he said it at the end of the episode, when he was like, nah, man, you don't need just power. He said, man, you need. Like,
understanding.
Like, you need a, like, not a family, but you need, like, a tribe. He was like, you need
yeah,
a tribe.
Yeah, that's exactly his exact words, a tribe.
Like, you need a tribe, right? He was like, well, I'm building this tribe. And I like how you see him put all the pieces together of, I'm building this tribe. And I like how he ain't broke. I love the flex he did when he walked in. He was just like, bro, it ain't the money, bro. I got the money.
Right. I just need to know who to fucking call.
Who to call. Like, I got the money, shout it.
Right. It's like, we ain't short on you.
I'm fucking
on credits.
I got, we ain't short on credit.
I got credit,
I got
shorty.
The money.
I used to work for the Empire. I got moolah.
That money that Empire gave him, boy. Oh, that's dope.
Right. I got all that.
He got all that, bro.
She's like, so how much treasure do we have?
Don't you worry about that.
I got Rebel and Imperial credits. Don't you worry about that.
He rich. Like, he was just like, bro, like, this house is befitting me. You know, I just like how he owns everything. Then I love the Rancor. Like, he uses that to scare motherfuckers. Like, king, like, oh, shit.
Like, oh, shit. This motherfucker got a Rancor down here?
And then the real shit he said... on some gangster shit, I love how they make him a gangster. Like, this is the mob. I look, cause he's just like, look, all y'all get to get money off of what I'm about to do. In return, y'all ain't gotta put up no money.
All I'm saying is just make a defensive maneuver. We all help each other for right now to get these motherfuckers out of here.
Right, bro. Just don't get in the way.
That's it. Right, oh, bro. You're right. Or if you're not gonna help, don't get in the way.
Don't get in the way. That's it, bro. If you ain't gonna help, don't get in the way. Just say you don't know nothing.
Right.
Like, bro, just...
Because they are not going to be selling spice here, dog.
And I like how it was like, this is acceptable. Like,
we will accept your terms.
Yeah, I was like...
You damn right you will.
Yeah, because he already let you know. It's like, bro, I'm going to operate in this. Right. If I'm cutting y'all in, y'all getting transparency, bro. Like, it's a good deal for everybody.
Just right.
Like,
either bro, you taking plausible deniability or you are in with me.
Mm-hmm. I'm just like, yeah, bro. Like, I'm a gangster. I'm in time. Fuck the sheriff. Like, bro, y'all know the sheriff a placeholder.
Because I am the new sheriff.
Yeah, he just told me. Just like, look, man, the mayor. We all don't
He's
like
the
mayor,
tape,
right?
Bro. We know this.
We already know the mayor is fucking up our money, bro.
We all know this.
We need to get him the fuck out. And if y'all, nah, bro, we ain't fucking with that. That nigga kill you. Well, fine.
Well, fine. I'll do this shit my way.
But just sit your bitch ass to the side, bro. Right. Get on the street.
Protect home.
Yeah, right, bro. Get on the sidewalk, bro. Get out the street.
That's all I'm saying.
The real street shit for now.
It's about to happen, dog.
Don't worry, it's about to happen. Shit, nigga. Star Street.
Yeah.
Star Street, man. Spend
yeah, that would have been better than Star fucking.
Gangster
fire
shit.
Spray.
Oh man, it's official. It's fire spray now, man. Oh,
help me get my fire spray. Oh,
oh, and he sprayed, motherfucker. He, like he sprayed fire with that motherfucker.
He
like,
did.
This is why we call it that.
He did. He rained fire like Thanos said, boy.
Bro, we gonna spray, like, bro. We gonna call it fire spray. We gonna have to at least spray fire, bro. We gonna have to give him. We have to show him why.
Now, that's one thing I wish he would have done to the last dude. He flew in front of him and just hit the afterburners. Whoosh, that would have...
That Batman Returns so,
act. Right. Right. Flame his ass up real quick. Like,
a missile works.
Hey, it sends the same message. Sends the same message.
Well, shot a lit at him like... I'm just how she looked at him like, what we finna do?
Next
like,
time, don't push my buttons.
Yeah, because he an artist. Like, bro, I just say it. I asked, like, bro, you did not bring us out here to get eaten up by this John ass fucking, like,
niggas. Everybody knows what a Sarlacc is, but they don't know what it looks like, so they're just like this big sandworm thing.
Nigga done brought me all the way to Arrakis.
More or less.
Like, I'm just mixing up shit. This nigga got me on New Arrakis.
Right. I mean, and more or less, think about it. A desert planet with a spice tree and sandworms.
Hold up now.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all niggas roommates. Hold on now. What happened?
Right. What's going on?
That's a good
point. They don't have lightsabers and shit, but they do have these strange force fields that work in a weird way. Anything moving at high speeds can't get through the force field. If you're moving slow, you could get through it. It's weird. But you still can't just like slowly stab somebody. It doesn't work that way. It's that force field is interesting.
Yeah, man. Boba Fett.
Yeah.
If I want to shift real quick, I want to bring this back. Mm-hmm. Peacemaker. I finally caught episode 3. The reason I'm bringing it up, because in episode 3, that's the Star Wars shit that Fopa was talking about something. Wookiees have, everyone knows Wookiees have teeth in their ass. It's canon. Is that shit canon? Because no. I ain't looked that shit up. Is that true?
Look, man.
Wookiees have teeth in their ass. Like, hold on, bro. What?
They're Warner Brothers anyway. I'm about to look this up for the sake of this conversation.
I mean,
and this
James
podcast.
Gunn out here fucking with us, man.
I mean, it's possible. He could be. He might not be. I'm about to look now.
Do Wookiees have teeth on their buttholes?
No. Okay, I didn't think so.
It's true because the internet says it is, and everybody went to look it up. Shout out to you, James Gunn.
Right.
Because we just did that shit live.
Well, I'll tell you something else that's disturbing about Star Wars. Also relating to Boba Fett. Well, mostly any other Mandalorian or bounty hunter you may see. Mm-hmm. They've got a little braid hanging off somewhere. Looks like a little braid of hair.
Yeah.
Tassel of hair. That's either one, a Padawan, or a young Wookiee's trial tassel.
Yeah.
That a Mandalorian has killed. So, just remember that.
I mean, that black Wookiee was...
Hey, that was like, not with the shits. But they did him dirty, dog. They did science experiments on him and put, like, pretty much gave him the Wolverine treatment. They bonded this metal to his bones, particularly in his hands. And the knuckle dusters are for him to conduct the electricity through his hands, because he was fighting these droids once upon a time, and... he didn't have the knuckle dusters, and it conducted through him, fucked him up too. So he learned that lesson.
Damn, because they ain't explain. I just seen him put them on. I just thought it was the shit he put on.
Yeah, there's a reason for it. But see, that's the kind of thing that they lean on in the comics. They're like, well, there's certain aspects that were taken from the comics or the written lore that exists that we're gonna combine. That's why when Boba Fett first saw him when he was with the Hutts, he was like, no, I know who that is. I have heard of him. They can imply that maybe they worked together in the past. But outright, when he was working for Jabba the Hutt, him and Black Chrysanthemum used to work together. And they both got sent to the Gladiator Arena at one point.
Like, he seen them fight. Like, it's like they had that thing. You know what I'm saying? It was when he set him free, and it was just like, bro, your whole attitude different. Like, you really was just like, bro, it's just business. That's the only reason you attacked me. I get it. It's just business. He didn't, like, I'm like, bro, this nigga tried to get you in your sleep.
Because back then, before Boba Fett got his armor, you got to remember, the last time we saw him live action was in Star Wars Episode 3. When Jango Fett died, young Boba Fett went out there and picked up his helmet.
Mm-hmm.
In the lore, this is when he went off and was sold into slavery. Because Jango Fett made a deal with the Empire. You can make these clones of me to make your little clone army or whatever. but you're gonna give me one.
Yeah, it's his.
To be my son. Unmanipulated by the Empire. You can't control him like the rest of them. He don't have that fucking Amanda Waller chip bullshit in his head that the Bad Batch started talking about. And then,
man, that was a completely separate seed, bro.
Right.
He was that like, that's was how great son. I am. Yeah. I'm gonna do it twice, nigga.
Exactly.
That's what I say. I always felt like it was his the only way that always made sense to me was that was his, those are his brothers in the sense. So you know, if I got
they really are.
Yeah, if I got to look at the orphan black clones like sisters, then I was like, all right, y'all ain't brothers, but hey, y'all hey, brothers.
I mean, you all clones from the same man. Y'all are brothers.
Y'all are brothers, bro. Like on principle, like yeah. DNA wise, y'all may be the same, but y'all are brothers.
Yeah, brothers. Point blank.
Point. But I don't know. This episode to me was. Like I said, last week was a dip. Episode 2 was like the best episode until this episode came out.
Yes.
Because that backstory was... This episode was just so good. It was a little longer. Mm-hmm. It was like 48 minutes this week instead of 36. So they gave me like an extra 10, 12 minutes. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Y'all got a little more meat for me to chew on.
Yeah.
Because they had to talk about Fennec Shand and what happened with her. And, you know... Threw Thundercat in there at the beginning. I was like, well, look at this.
Yeah.
Like, you're the guy who's giving everybody augmentations.
Bro, I was up at 6 a.m. I seen you post that shit. I said, nah, nigga, I'm up now, bro. You better tell me what Thundercat did, because I'm a fan, bro. He's like, oh, he on the this week's episode. I was like, shit, I can't watch that yet.
Right, but damn it, you done told me. Because it was a nice little surprise. I was like, hold on, them little skinny locks look familiar. He turned around like, oh, this motherfucker, it okay.
Mm-hmm.
Had to put her back together.
Yeah,
it's
man,
like you're not gonna close her up, cover up all that beautiful machinery.
No, I like that. Like, just dang, he saved y'all. Like,
yeah,
paid for the surgery. Just like, I'm just gonna ask for this one thing. That's it.
Help you me do this mission. That's
did
it.
I'm just like, you're free to go. Damn, this motherfucker stand. She's like, nah, I'm gonna stay, bro. Like,
yeah, I wanna see where this goes.
You kind of interesting, bro. Yeah. Like, I don't think she was so. She was gonna get off that ship until he slayed them bite riders.
Yeah,
when he slayed like, them well, bite riders. I think that's when she was like, oh, I done had him fucked up.
Cause she had heard of Boba Fett before, and she was like, nah, that motherfucker died Boba in the Sarlacc. Like, yeah, this motherfucker died in the Sarlacc pit, dog. You just trying to bullshit with me is what you're doing. And then when he really. No, went in and killed that biker gang. She was like, okay, maybe.
Cause after Sarlacc pit, she thinking, this nigga gonna get me killed.
Right, cause she saw the ship. She was like, okay, maybe there's something to it.
Nah, then they this
went,
ain't him.
Right, then we went to the pit. She's like, nope,
this ain't
this
him.
Not him.
Cause if it weren't for me, we'd be dead. Cause
right,
nope. He too. Even if he ain't, he too stubborn. I ain't fucking with this.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he lit that crew up,
I was like, wait a minute.
She's like, oh, I'm riding with you, buddy.
Like, right. Let's see where this goes.
Like, I got to see where this goes. Like, I'm not going to be bored.
Not at all.
Like, this man is bodied.
Right. Even if you not Boba Fett, you crazy enough to say you are. And I believe that.
Got some training day shit.
Straight up.
Whew.
And he came out the back to tank and.
I am. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, you are fully healed,
you're
sir.
Fully healed.
Master. No, he said, you're fully healed, master. I'm like, oh, boy.
I'm like, damn,
it's
bro.
About to go down.
Yeah. That's what I like. And then it goes off. It's just like, all right, bro, it goes
no
off.
No after credits, no nothing.
Nothing. It's just like, bro, it's half the series. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, bro, this the halfway point. We got 4 more episodes. So I don't see these 4 episodes, next 4 episodes
going down.
Off. Yeah, it can't. It's just like, even if y'all, you know, a Mandalorian crossover episode, I feel that's coming, but I feel it's unnecessary. But I feel like, it's like, nah, y'all don't need to show it from that perspective, but you might as well. This is when I met up with him, and this is what we did after. Like, okay. Because, you know.
Or he might pop back up on him, you know, now at this point. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So.
And I'm going to get excited when the Mandalorian, you know, when the Mando pops on there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit. You're going to get baby Grogu for that little second. It's like either that or they drop him off.
Yeah, because Grogu's already done got dropped off.
So it's
unless it's a flashback, you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think the flashback, they're going to show us the flashback from his perspective. But
I don't think he ever met Grogu.
He the day he met him was when he was doing the meditation
that's right,
shit.
That's right. But did he see him? He just told him. Did he see him, though?
I feel like he had that jetpack, bro. I'm pretty sure he's
seen
something.
Because the death droids saw him. The death droids had him at that point.
No, I think he's... I don't know, because that shit didn't work, so he still had him at the end. when he was like, you know, we leave and thank you for everything, you know, I think both of them just flat out seen it. I swear they seen him because that shit didn't work. He ended up having to go to Luke. Remember, Luke had to find him. That shit was just a beam.
Yeah, but he got kidnapped by the the Death Squad droids, and they got taken to the ship to Grand Moff Gideon.
Yeah, and they had to get him. So yeah, he had,
yeah, because he had the Darksaber at the time. Then Mando, and he got his whole squad together with Bill Burr and everybody, and they went up to the ship, and that was when Luke popped up at the end.
Yeah, so I mean,
Boba wasn't there.
Nah, not there, but I mean, like, on that planet. I don't know if he seen him or not, but I imagine he did. But I don't know if that's gonna have anything to do with that. If
no, they even do no. That flashback. Okay, see, in that episode when Boba Fett met up with Din Djarin, it was when Grogu sat on the Jedi rock,
right,
and made contact, and he met, and Din Djarin met the sheriff,
right,
got the armor back because they had to kill
a giant sandworm that was coming. They stopped that from coming to the city. The city was about to get eaten or some shit like that, and they stopped it. But they had some personal shit with Grogu that they got wrapped into. Isn't that how that went? Or am I tripping?
That was not the same episode. That was not the same episode.
Okay, I'm mixing it up.
The reason why is because nope, she was there. Finnick helped him. Finnick helped Din Djarin in both of those situations. So you automatically think that Boba Fett was also there.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Because she was the link between the two.
She was the one that was helping them at first, and then she was like connected them.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if he'll pop. I feel like he ain't got to pop up, but I love it if he did.
Yeah, I mean, we just want it to happen. You know,
yeah, you know, they're going to give us that fan service. Like, I love to give it that, to us. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's fan service.
Like, they're going to give it. I would think they give it to us.
Book of Fett is Book of Boba Fett. All right. It's kind of like I related to Ocean and Black telling me how they love the Eternals. And it's like, okay, you know, in that same sense of Ocean, someone who's like, bro, I never knew about the comic or even, you know, just getting
anything about the fact that Marvel had a creation story.
Yeah, so that's what appealed to him. I guess I can relate to it in the same sense of like, okay, I don't know none of this extra side stuff with Boba Fett from the comics and no other incarnation, but the same thing I like about the Mandalorian is the same thing I like about Boba Fett. Even though they're entirely different plots and styles, they all got that same, you know, that same tense action, like suspense kind of type of thing happen where it's just they
keep spaghetti western in space.
Yeah, they keep that rolling. And that's ultimately what I feel like I like about the show. I feel like, you know what, that's what it is, because this ain't got to be like the previous show. It's a completely different show. But even with that, there's something that feels so similar about The Mandalorian where I was like, yeah, man, maybe it's the style of the helmet. I don't know. But this shit is...
Yeah, it's the fact that they're Mandos. There
I like
are
how they fight. Yeah. I like how they fight, bro. It's just like, nah, bro.
And there's differences about them, but there are overarching similarities.
Yeah.
Like they both... In both shows, you see that there's a respect and appreciation between the Tuskens and the Mandalorians.
And I love how he keep taking his helmet off. And that's the thing about it. He always like, bro, you gon'... He's like, bro, I ain't like him, bro. I'm absolutely vain and arrogant, nigga. You gonna see my face.
He's not vain and arrogant. Name. He's to the point now where he's like... Well, see, the Fetts were already... I guess you could call them exiled or banished. Mandalorian.
Right.
Their name... Fett family was sent away from Mandalore. They are not considered to be true Mandalorians.
Right.
But simply because when Jango Fett left and was found by the Empire, he chose to join them. He was a bounty hunter, yes, but he was not a true Mandalorian because... The planet of Mandalore and other Mandalorians did not claim. Recognize them.
Yeah. I mean, I like how he doesn't fake the funk in the sense of like, bruh, that's Baskar. I done paid the dues, but mm-hmm. I ain't in that club. It's like, I done paid the dues, but I'm just not a member. And that's by choice.
No, he's like, no, I'm a Mandalorian.
But, no, I mean, no.
In my own right.
Like, yeah, bro, in my own right. I'm mm-hmm. a Mandalorian, bro, but.
I am Boba Fett.
Yeah.
My name carries weight.
I'm Boba Fett.
Right.
I'm going to take my thing off so you can see my face. You ain't going to never see that face. You're going to remember mine.
Right.
Like, you're going to remember, like, I remember I seen 100 of those. You seen 100 Mandalorians? How's that? I don't know, but it was just one.
Right.
He had.
I remember Boba Fett.
I remember
though.
His face. What, bro? Nah, you remember his face? Bro.
That's Boba Fett.
That's Fett.
The one who died in the Sarlacc pit. Nah, he didn't. That's him.
That's him, bro. You saw his. Are you sure you saw his face?
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, I saw his face. Then that was him.
Yep.
It was just like, that was Boba
Fett. Know.
Bro. We know. Oh, you here live right now, bro. You know he on that club. Man, stop. Like, bro, them bitches bad, shawty.
Mm-hmm.
Let go to his club, bro. Like, bro, let go. Get that giant black wick at the door.
Right. You going to be fucked up.
Messed up your home, but look like them niggas that sold them into slavery.
Right, that took you over there. And you'll be able to get in, but they won't.
You ain't gonna wanna do that to your home, but if you see him get his arm ripped off, you gonna go in the club or what? Like, I ain't finna fight, man, but I'm like, bro, we ain't clubbing, bro. Let me take you home, bro.
Hey, man. Depends on what's going on in that club.
I don't know, bro. That motherfucker. As long as he the damn bouncer, I'm bouncing. Bro, he got that arm, bro. That shit was. Because I didn't think he was going to do it. I like how they just waited. And he was like,
and still paid his bill.
Right.
Because fuck them, man.
Told Shawty no.
Y'all did experiments on me and sold me into slavery.
He just plied. He sat there and watched him the whole time. And that was even vicious. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it was brutal. I really liked this episode.
End up in there getting ripped up.
Remove yourself from the grace of God if you want to. Do you want to sit around and impress these niggas? Or you want to walk with motherfucking God? Make up your mind.
Well, okay. So, I got you on the show. I want to ask.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, well, I have a special guest on the line for the Ninja Please podcast, Tales of the TARDIS special edition. We have none other than my ninja. Introduce yourself.
I am the legendary, the mighty, the great Rob Cobain, leader of the Greek, the heart of the movement, the champion of justice.
I love it. Well, man, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling, man. Well, I called you, bro. Thank you for picking up, man, taking the time to do this. Now, you seen that picture of Ralph I sent you earlier this week?
Yeah, what's that? The Dorama? The guy did the Dorama of New York culture with Raphael as the centerpiece?
I think so. I'm not entirely sure, but that shit was dope. But it got me thinking.
Yeah, buddy, when the dude that was painting the Thames and all of that good
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, I already, when I was looking at that, my mind went already, I dove deep into the lore of everything. So, I'm already ready for this, man. You speaking my language right here.
All right, so this is how I'm looking at it. All right, so if, you know, we all get down about the Ninja Turtles. Now, I was thinking, I was going to originally do this from a racial perspective, but what ended up happening was, it's just like, you know what? I don't think I can do this from a racial perspective because people are going to have way too much shit to say about that. So what I decided to do instead was, you know what? I'm going to speak about this from a borough standpoint. And who else should I call than, you know, my borough brother in arms, you know what I'm saying? Rob Cobain. So tell me, man, like, each of the Ninja Turtles, if they were to all represent or embody a different borough, who would be what? Where they from?
Okay, I'm gonna go down. I'm gonna break it down in a different way. Cause I'm gonna give you each borough that will represent, but I'm gonna also tell you at the end collectively the borough that the Turtles are from.
Okay.
All right. So we're gonna start first with my man Raphael, since he was the one that brought this subject in hand.
Okay.
Raphael is Queens.
Queens.
And the reason why I say he's Queens is because he takes everything in. He's more of the street level. Queens is very street oriented. So once you go into the level of Queens and it's the heartbeat of the streets and the level of the people, the grit and the grind, you got to get the mentality of Raphael. Mm. Michelangelo is Brooklyn.
Okay.
And I say Brooklyn is because he's more carefree. Now, you got parts of Brooklyn that's rough, and you got parts of Brooklyn that are like, it's like gentrification central now. So you got this part of Brooklyn that shows you, that allow you to skate freely and be yourself. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So Brooklyn is a more free part of New York. So you got more people that are, you got more diversity. You got a lot more things going on in Brooklyn. Also, you hit the wrong little, I mean, there's a lot of black people in Brooklyn too. So you kind of get that stereotype that is something else.
Okay. Now,
we're just going to Donatello. Donatello is a Harlem Knight.
I knew you were going to say from Harlem, just like Donatello from Harlem, bro.
Why do you think I say because of Harlem? Because
he innovative as fuck.
Right. Oh, my man. There you go. Harlem is just a Harlem Renaissance on that point right there.
Renaissance, the
creativity, right. The creativity and all of that moment in Harlem that created so much culture for New York. Now, we're on the Leonardo. He is the bronze. Reason why I say he is the bronze is because the bronze gave you a lot of the culture, especially of black people in New York. So, and bronze is tradition. Leonardo is very traditional.
Mm.
So, I mean, bronze gave you hip hop. Bronze gave you the code. Bronze gave you the way to move.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, bronze is definitely Leonardo because he's so traditional. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now, collectively, the Turtles themselves are from the Bronx.
Oh, okay.
Now, hold on. Real quick, Rob.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you say that, wouldn't Splinter be from the Bronx and then Leonardo would be...
What? Well, yeah, because see, right, Bronx, I'm going to get to this collective part right here, too. Okay. Coming into the Bronx, right?
Okay.
Being that we would consider Splinter a Japanese American, right? He would came in through Ellis Island. He probably would have been in Brooklyn or the Bronx being a Japanese American at that time.
Right.
So again, like you say, traditionally, we would put Leonardo with Master Splinter's upbringing, right? Because that's why I say the Turtles collectively are from the Bronx.
Okay.
The reason why I say collectively from the Bronx is because of vicinity of Hell's Kitchen. And Hell's Kitchen is an inspiration from where the ooze fell. So you had to be somewhere in the Bronx.
Ain't no inspiration. It's canonical.
Right. So you had to be in the Bronx if you was close to Hell's Kitchen.
Right.
So that's why I say collectively, you know, the Lower East Side is where Hell's Kitchen is in, and it's closer to the Bronx, I think.
Mm.
So, Dang. Yeah, I mean, man,
it's close to Manhattan.
Raphael is fucking Queens, though.
Damn, hell,
down.
Bro.
I mean, hands Kobe, down.
I love how you broke that down, bro, because ain't nobody ever broke it down in that way. All right, I was saying from a racial standpoint, I was just like, damn, all right, so Leonardo would be Asian. I was like, Donatello would be black. I was like, Raphael's Italian.
I can get that.
And it's like Leonardo's...
No, Michelangelo.
Michelangelo is, I don't know, Puerto Rican, nigga.
I think it's the opposite. I think it would be the opposite. I think Leonardo would be either white or...
Man, Leonardo Puerto Rican, bro.
That's what I was about to say. That's what I was about to say. Either white. I was trying to think of a.
It's not a white turtle. I'm gonna tell y'all that now.
The only reason I said Leonardo would have been white was just because of you got those white kids that grew up in the hood with their friends and took karate classes with their friends and you know watched the kung fu movies and had the appreciation So if he was like. Splinter is the master who is this rat that used to be the pet of this Japanese dude. And I love kung fu movies. You know what I'm saying? That's outside of like the dynamic of what you would see Wu-Tang to be. Duh. Everybody else
right.
would be a character of color.
Duh.
But I'm sorry, right. I picture Leonardo being white, bruh. He's the cool white dude.
Why? Because he's such a Boy Scout.
Yeah, yeah right.
Boy Scout, like
that's
the cop.
The only reason.
Like
yeah.
the cop. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
that's the only reason.
Think about
like the straight laced cop.
Think about Rick.
Yeah.
Think about Rick.
And then you got the dude that's still in the hood. You know what I'm saying?
But he's cool as fuck, though, right?
But he's cool, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Think of Rick and Maurice.
Mm hmm.
You can put a different. Hey, I got something real fun for y'all, lads. Let's do this since I got you on the line. Hey, since I got you on the line, let's do this. Four Brothers meets Ninja Turtles. Who is who? The Mercer Brothers from Four Brothers. If they were Ninja Turtles, who would they be?
Four brothers, who the Ninja Turtles? Who going first?
Let's go with Bobby. Let's go with Bobby, your boy.
Okay.
Bobby Mercer.
Bobby Mercer is Raphael.
Hands down.
All right. We all on the same page. I agree.
Bobby Mercer is Raphael. Three Stacks is Donatello.
Yep.
Right, right.
Yep.
Okay.
Tyrese is Michelangelo.
Nah, bro.
Nah, the younger brother's Michelangelo.
Uh-huh.
Nope, you know what?
So Tyrese got to be...
No.
Tyrese is Leo.
Nope, you know what? Nuh-uh.
Mm-mm.
Bobby's Leonardo.
And Tyrese is Raphael.
Yes. Bobby's Leonardo because
he... gonna get a kid that got killed, Leonardo.
Right.
Because he was the one that was going straight forward. Even though you want to get him Michelangelo because he was the youngest and he had that personality.
But Michelangelo, you know what? Yeah, because he was the most... He was the one that was most connected with
Mom. Tyrese is Leonardo because he the most straight-laced. He military dude.
He's talking about the youngest brother. He was most connected with Mom. She would be the splinter.
Right. That's why I would consider him Leonardo.
You know what? I feel you. I agree.
The younger Mercer brother?
Because he was wild and free with it.
Right. Okay.
Tyrese was wild and free.
I don't argue about Mark Wahlberg.
But Tyrese was in the military and he got indoctrinated by the military. He was always on some strict shit.
Right. And who ended up being cloning?
Damn.
You get what I'm saying?
I get what you say. Well, I like what you cooking, man.
That's why I say Tyrese was Michelangelo. The kid that got killed was Leonardo.
Yeah, he's right though. He's right.
You're such a fucking...
Because Leonardo was the one that he stuck to the rule. He didn't question it.
Michelangelo would be the one with the girlfriend.
Yeah, right. Right. The one with the girlfriend who's always talking shit. You always hanging with your brothers.
Tyrese killed him, brother.
Yeah, you always hanging with your brothers.
Imagine one Michelangelo be the one. Hey man, Donnie, look at this. You think I got burnt?
Right. Right.
Hey, bro. Bruh.
Very good point.
But yeah, man, reason why Raphael wasn't the leader because he was too fucking emotional.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He had the right plan, but his execution was too much emotion and rage behind it.
Yeah.
You have to have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because Tyrese character was tactical.
Remember what Bruce Leroy told Eddie Arcadian? Hot head needs cool water.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't Raphael. I mean, just we go back to the Burrows again. You know what I'm saying? Raphael got that attack like Rakim, Nas, LL Cool J. You know
Detroit.
What I'm saying? Boom, boom, boom. So right. Like, you know, them boys stay battle ready. When you went LL, when Rakim, when Nas walk up in the arena, you know it's somebody ass.
Bro, I ain't gonna never be able to walk in Detroit after this tape. They be like, "What you trying to say?" I'm just saying, y'all ain't turtles, bro.
Right, y'all ain't the turtles, bro. That's
y'all ain't
it.
The turtles, bro. But hey, y'all Detroit niggas, like, hey,
y'all know some other shit.
I can see the turtles in Detroit, bro, giving it up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that was one of my favorite movies, man. Shout out John Singleton, man. Shout out to you, Cobain, man. Like, I appreciate the call in, man, because
fun. You know, like,
like, dog, they I saw it on the news. They're talking about Paramount Plus is gonna get all the Ninja Turtles movies, like all the past ones and any future ones, because Nickelodeon owns the Ninja Turtles. They say it's gonna come on Paramount Plus, but they said probably by the end of February all the Ninja Turtles movies are going to be on Paramount Plus. And the ones that's on Netflix, they said, yeah, the ones that's on Netflix gonna be on Paramount Plus once they contract done for Netflix.
Mm. Okay.
So eventually Paramount gonna have all the turtles, but right now it only has the Michael Bay version and all the animated versions.
So with the Michael Bay versions, are those with the how are those? What are they in the canon? How are the Michael Bays in the canon? Is it a whole new timeline, or what's going on with that?
It's all it's just different incarnations. Like, you know, Michael Bay does his own thing. It's just a different, because like there was a poll.
Turtles through the damn Turtleverse.
Yeah, it was a poll about all
they
the Ninja
Turtles. They did that
Turtles.
In the animated series before.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They've had a couple. Like, even with the
CG. It was
CG.
A movie.
Remember in 2007, we saw that one CGI Ninja Turtles movie that they never made a sequel
that was
for?
TMNT?
That was TMNT. TMNT was completely different.
Yeah, that was
CGI different.
The original New Line Cinema trilogy.
I got to go back and rewatch that one. You know what? I'm going to rewatch that one, bro, because, bro, season three.
Room.
No, not season three. The third Ninja Turtle movie isn't even a sequel to the second one, and how drastically different it is.
Oh, no, not at all.
But I love the third movie. It's just
there was time
Jim
traveling
Henson.
To feudal Japan and shit.
Yeah, it's like.
All right, Jim Henson had died, and they was trying to figure out how to do with the sequels with Ooze and three. Ooze that still had Jim Henson's team around. But with part three, that went totally a little different.
Part three was straight up. I mean, I like the feudal Japan. You know, when
part three was a cash grab, man.
I mean, of course it was, but I still like part three.
They tried to turn Turtles in Time into a live action.
It's because
thing,
we had.
But they didn't take any. You know what I'm saying? They just went in the time concept of feudal Japan.
You right?
Weak storyline.
But I still like that. But I didn't like how it erased.
I loved it.
It erased everything from the last Turtle movie.
You know?
Yeah, they did.
Because none of that got brought up. You know what I'm saying? But the jokes are really good. Like, I can't even tell you how many people I wet willy. Someone throw something, I duck my head. You miss me.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It's very pop
this
culture.
Is just like
rich.
Stuck
it's
in your
rich
head.
In pop culture.
Yeah. But I'm going to go. I'm going
to
look at the four. I'm going
to
look at the CGI
back
one.
The CGI one, man, because that is a true sequel to the first live action movies.
I'm going
to
see if I can agree with that, because I never thought of that, but I haven't seen that movie in over 10 years. So I need
when when Master Splinter.
I've only seen that shit once. Bro.
Master Splinter. It makes that point, because Master Splinter trophy roll shows you everything they dealt with thus far. You see Shredder's helmet, you see the time scepter.
Yeah.
You see all of those things that they dealt with in that time frame. So when you see the Super Shredder helmet and that time scepter, you automatically know that that's that same universe.
Oh boy, you cooking. This man gourmet right now. I gotta go rewatch that movie. I really gotta go rewatch it.
I mean, you talking about turtles, hip hop and turtles? You bringing me in, man? You gonna get some shit?
I respect, man, because that's exactly what it's about, man. Shit. Anything else you got for us, Cobra? Before we get up out of here?
I mean, just to play on that whole little thing about Ninja Turtles in New York, like season one of the original series is a homage to New York. So it's an homage to New York in the 80s. So you'll pay attention, you'll catch like the emergence of hip hop. You'll see them Basquiat's imprint, which is still alive today. So it's a beautiful thing, man, just to understand like the culture of what the Ninja Turtles was created from. You know, it's Marvel Comics in New York. That was really what inspired it. So like, that's a beautiful thing, man. Like, if you have ever been inspired by Marvel Comics in New York City itself, like Ninja Turtles, like really is something special to you.
Dang, bro. Well, let's give it up, ladies and gentlemen, for Rob Cobain, the Cobrain.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
coming in with the very rare perspective on that shit.
Cobra spitting.
Like I said, I'm a rare dude when it comes to stuff like that. I had to live in my head and like. You know, people like this see what I seen, but as an adult, I knew exactly what the breadcrumbs were. I was like, wow, man, thank you for being. My third eye was open as a kid, but my eyes was actually closed. So I seen a lot of things differently.
Bruh, Netflix put the first Ninja Turtle movie in their 90-minute movie category, and I swear as a kid, that movie seemed long as hell. You're telling me that shit is only an hour and a half from beginning to credits?
Yes.
With the credits, bro.
Yeah. You got to think about it. Back in the day, they made movies differently, so the pacing of them were way different.
What? That I was
never
like,
ending
dog.
Story seemed like it was about 3-4 hours long.
Yep.
90 minutes, bro.
Tell me. We didn't pay money for this.
Well, hold it down, Cobra, man. Thank you again for being on the Ninja Please podcast, man. Me and Mac about to get up out
this
thing.
Always a pleasure, man. This is my first time this year popping on the pod.
Hey, man, yeah, we happy to have you. Thank you for welcoming me.
It ain't gonna be the last.
Yeah, yeah, Cobra. Well, shit, man. You hold it down. Y'all go check out my boy, Rock Cobain. Y'all can follow him on Twitter, Instagram, and all social media at R.O.B. Cobain. New album, new music coming soon, if I'm not too far throwing that out there for you.
Yeah, man, Valentine's Day. So, hey, bitches, I'm dropping something on your birthday, dog.
Hey, that's what's up, brother.
Hey, man.
Valentine's Day.
Well, shout out to you, Cobra, man. Continue to spread love. Thank you for chiming in to the Ninja Please podcast. And you're going to enjoy the rest of your day, my brother.
Cobra, y'all be great, man.
Yes, sir, brother. Peace.
Great.
Hell yeah. Oh, do